You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
A person retires because he's tired of what he's doing. I'm not.
Old age isn't so bad.
85. It's just a number.
I can do just about anything you mentioned.
I could do them just as well as I did 30 years ago.
Well, what would I get out of retiring?
Or have you ever been experienced? Well, I...
This spring, in our series called In My Experience, we're sitting down with some of America's most fascinating elder statesmen, older Americans, long past retirement age, who are nonetheless still working. And today we're joined by Pulitzer Prize-winning cartoonist, screenwriter, playwright, and professor, Jules Feiffer. Jules, you're 83 years old, and you're still teaching, and you're still drawing cartoons, right?
Well, I'm not drawing cartoons, and I'm only 82. Don't age me faster than I am.
I think someone didn't do their math right when they were calculating your birth date.
No, I was 1929, baby, 10 months after I was born, the Depression came. And it's worked that way ever since.
Jules, you know, I think we're going to have to see a birth certificate on that one.
Well, I was born in the Bronx, which is a little worse than Kenya.
I read an anecdote from Eisner, who said that one of the reasons he gave you your very first job back in 46 or 47 was because you walked in and said you wanted a job and you'd work at any price. Is that true?
Well, that was true, and the original price was zero, nothing. But the other part, which was also true, was that I was the only one who walked into his office who had, at the age of 16 and a half, a dossier on his work. I knew everything he'd ever done. I could speak glibly and intelligently about what he'd done. And by this time, those in the office who were working as his assistants thought that time had passed him by and thought he was old hat. I thought he was the cutting edge. So basically, he hired me not because I had any talent, I didn't at the time, but because I was a groupie.
And you started working on Will Eisner's Spirit strip, but it seems, just even from your writing, that you knew what you wanted to do from a very young age. You talk about how you had a more, and I'm quoting here, more serious intent than my opiate-minded contemporaries, and you were actually studying cartooning, studying illustrating for a very long time.
Well, yeah, I think there are, and cartoonists are a very strange breed. Art Spiegelman is very much the same way. We start out very, very young, and we become, I suppose because the school is antithetical to us, scholars of the form. We become researchers of the comic strip and the comic books. And so I knew much of everything there is to know about the newspaper comic strip and later the comic books. And when Eisner came along, I knew that he was a breakthrough figure and was very, very exciting. And all I wanted to do was somehow imitate him, become him. And in order to do that, I went down to try to work for him.
You know, this is interview with you is part of a series with people who are in their 80s and sometimes 90s and still working at what they have always worked at well past retirement age. I mean, you're still teaching. You're at Stony Brook, Southampton, right?
That's right. I have a class today.
And I know that I saw one of your recent children's books, The Odious Ogre, at the bookstore not too long ago. And I'm wondering, has the job changed? I mean, you're now in your 80th decade. Is it different than when you started back then in your teens?
Well, it's only different in that I'm learning how to do it. I mean, it's entirely a learning process. And the learning process is almost never conscious. One of the things I tell my students, my writing students in my class at Stony Brook, Southampton, is I'll succeed with you if I get you not to write out of your head but out of your gut, where you don't know where it's coming from and just let it happen and don't edit yourself. And that's something I had to learn for myself over the years. You don't think it onto paper. You feel it onto paper, and then you fix it. Then you screw around and make it work after that. Whatever comes from the inside gets out there, and that's the legitimate and better you.
Keep learning and live and work forever.
Well, you know, I love what I do because I learn to be freer as I get older, but that's not unusual. If you take a look at the later work of Picasso in his 90s, you see what his line does. It just flies all over the place. Al Hirschfeld, the great caricaturist who was a friend of mine, the older he got, the better he got. It's just, you know, because you free yourself slowly over the years of the excesses that you thought were important when you were younger, and you try, and you don't even try. You eventually emerge into pure essence, and I think the term here really is purity, into a kind of purity of form and a purity of approach, a purity of attitude that takes you to the gut of whatever it is you've been trying to do for years, and you get closer and closer. Of course, you never actually get there, but you make a good try.
Too bad that doesn't work in gymnastics, right?
Well, fortunately for me, I could never play ball. I had no athletic ability at all. So as I got older, I didn't feel I was slowing down. I was always slow.
Well, it sounds, I mean, the process that you're describing, that sounds like there's no advice you could give to, say, yourself at 30 or 40 that would change your decisions.
Well, I think the advice is to give yourself a break. Basically, to be less punishing of yourself, to recognize the fact that your time, the time you give something, and the failure aspect of your work, will take care of itself. You have to not editorialize lethally toward yourself. You can't punish yourself by saying, it's not coming out right. I'm no good. I can't do this. What's the matter with me?" And that there's a process, and you have to give the process its own time. It will work out in its own time.
Jules Pfeiffer, no plans to retire. Writer, Pulitzer Prize-winning cartoonist, still writing, still drawing, and still teaching as well. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot. It was fun.